So we begin week four of our Lent practice of reading and prayer. We've been going through William Barclay's Prayers for the Plain Man or Woman. And each day includes a reading from a certain part of the Bible and then a morning and an evening prayer. There's those three sections and there's a little gap left between each section. And so you can stop and start as you want. You can go through the whole thing in one point, but they're broken up into a reading, a morning prayer, and an evening prayer, and there's little gaps in between of around about a minute. And so we're going to begin this day 22 as we start week 4, and we're reading from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1 to 6. Again, you can follow along and read it or simply listen as we read this passage. Who has believed what we have heard, and who has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? He grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or splendour that we should look at him, no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like one people turned away from. He was despised and we didn't value him. Yet he bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains. But we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace was on him, and we are healed by his wounds. We all went astray like sheep, we all have turned to our own way, and the Lord has punished him for the iniquity of us all. There we end our reading, and we'll leave some short time. I'm not going to add anything, but let God speak to you through our passage today. I know I was about to expand on it, but no, I'm just going to leave that and let you reflect on it yourselves. Amen, and may God have spoken to you through that reading for today. So we now pray our morning prayer. O God, this morning I have come into the quietness and stillness of your presence to begin the day, so that out of this moment I may take with me a quiet serenity which will last me through the rough and tumble of this day's life. I have come to find wisdom so that today I may not make any foolish mistakes. I have come to find peace so that nothing may worry or upset me all through today. I have come to find love so that all through today nothing may make me bitter or unforgiving or unkind. I have come to begin the day with you, to continue it with you and to end it with you, so that it will be a day which will have in it nothing to regret. Hear this, my morning prayer, for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we'll allow you your own space. It's about a minute long, so just leave with it in the silence or pray your own prayers during it, or just ask that God might speak to you and open your eyes to the fact that he comes to you to help you in this way. And so we'll leave you in that moment. Silence now. Amen, and may God have spoken to you in that moment. You can pause it here before we begin our evening prayer, or you can simply go through what we will call our evening prayer. Maybe it's not evening for you, but this is our evening prayer as we say and pray together. Oh God, I started out today with all kinds of high hopes and resolutions, but it has just been another one of those days. I have been just as easily irritated and annoyed as ever I was. I have been just as easily worried and flustered and upset as ever I was. I have been just as impatient with people, just as quick in temper and tongue as I ever was. I have been no kinder, no more considerate, no more like Jesus. Oh God, it would be easy to make excuses, to put the blame on others, to say that it was not all my fault. But I don't want to say that because it would not really be true. All I want to say is, forgive me, help me not to be discouraged and not to give up the battle for goodness, and help me to do better tomorrow. All this I ask for your love's sake. Amen. I will allow you again some moments to reflect on how you have maybe not met the expectations you had or the high hopes or resolutions that you had for this day. And in that, find forgiveness. And in these moments, find that forgiveness from God for those. Amen, and may God pour upon you his forgiveness this evening. We finish each day by saying what is called the grace, and it is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and tomorrow. Amen. We begin day 23 by reading from the New Testament this time. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 to 23. And again, I'll not add to it. I'll simply let the words speak for themselves and allow you the time to reflect on them. Beginning at verse 18. No one should deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, he must become foolish so that he can become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, since it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are futile. So no one should boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you belong to Christ and Christ to God. And there we end our reading and allow you some space to reflect upon it yourselves. Amen, and may God have spoken to you through that reading. We say our morning prayers together. O God, you know me, and you know that I don't want to go out at all today. I am tired before I start, There are people I don't want to meet. There are jobs I don't want to do. There are tasks which I will have to do, and I am not nearly as well prepared for them as I ought to be. I would much rather stay at home or run away from it all, but I can't do that, and I know I can't do that. I know quite well life has got to go on, no matter how I feel about it. Lord Jesus, come with me and help me to feel you beside me all day, so that I will not only get grimly through today, but that I may know the joy of living with you. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. We'll allow you some moments now in the silence to reflect upon that and to lay before God the ways in which you would rather get away from it all, get away from maybe what's ahead of you this day, and simply lay that before God and ask that in the midst of those things that he may show you the joy that comes with living in him each day. Amen. Again, you can pause here, or we simply go on to say our evening prayer. O God, bless all my friends and my loved ones tonight. Bless those whose lives are interwoven with mine and without whom life could never be the same. Bless those to whom I owe my comfort and without whom life would be very lonely. Bless the one to whom I have given my heart to keep and who has given me his or her heart to keep, and keep us forever loyal, forever loving, and forever true to one another. Bless my absent friends and loved ones, from whom for a time I am separated. Guard them, guide them, protect them, and grant that we may soon meet again. I know that all for whom I am praying are also praying for me. Help me just now to feel very near to them, and not only to them, but even to those whom I have loved and lost a while, and who have gone to be with you. Hear this my prayer for your love's sake. Amen. I will again leave you some time now, a moment to ask for God to bless certain people in your lives, certain places or people at this day. Amen, and may God bless those you have named before him this day. We finish today by saying that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with those whom you have chosen to bless, and be with you this night and tomorrow. Amen. Day 24, and we continue our readings. We bounce back into Isaiah chapter 55, and we're going to read verses 6 to 11, where it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call to him while he is near. Let the wicked one abandon his way, and the sinful one his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, so that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will freely forgive. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. For as high as heaven is above the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For just as rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return there without saturating the earth, and making it germinate and sprout, and providing seed to sow and food to eat, so my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do. And then there we end our reading of Isaiah 55. I'll allow you some time to reflect upon it yourselves. Amen, and may God add to that reading his blessing. We say our morning prayer together. O God, my Father, make me more appreciative of others. Help me never to feel to say thanks for everything that is done for me, and never to take anything for granted just because it comes to me unfeelingly every day. Help me always to be ready to speak a word of praise whenever a word of praise is possible, and sometimes even when it is not possible. Help me to be quick to notice things. Help me to be quick to see when someone is depressed and discouraged and unhappy. Help me to be quick to see it when someone is lonely and shy and is left out of things. O Lord Jesus, all through today, help me to see people with your eyes. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. I will allow you time to present your own requests and requests for help at the start of this day. Amen, and may God give to you his eyes this day. Again, you can pause here, or we simply go into our evening prayer. Forgive me, O God, for all the trouble I have caused today. Forgive me if I made a nuisance of myself by being stupidly obstinate, or needlessly destructive, or obstructive, or foolishly fussy. Forgive me if I have caused other people trouble by keeping them waiting for me, or by being late with my work, or by failing to keep a promise. Forgive me if I have annoyed others by trying to be funny at the wrong time, by making jokes about the wrong things, or by being cross, irritable, bad-tempered, or discourteous. Forgive me if I could see no point of view but my own, or if I was hard to work with or difficult to live with. Tonight, O God, forgive me. Tomorrow is another day. Help me to make a better job of it than I did of today. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And again, we'll allow you the moments to reflect upon your day and ask forgiveness of the ways in which you feel you have failed or fallen, or simply to present your day before God in prayer at this time. Amen. And we echo that tomorrow is another day, and we ask for God's help and help for you to make a better job of it than you did today. And we finish this day by saying that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the Holy Fellowship, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you tonight and tomorrow. Amen. So we begin day 25. And we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 to 58. And again, I'm not going to expand on it, but simply read the passage. You can read along as well in your own Bible and reflect upon it, as we'll leave some moments silence after it. But we read from verse 53. Because this corruptible must be clothed with incorruptibility, and this mortal must be clothed with immortality. Now when this corruptible is clothed with incorruptibility and this mortal is clothed with immortality, then the saying that is written will take place. Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the Lord's work, knowing that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. And there we end our reading for today and give you some time to reflect upon it. Amen, and may God add his blessing to his word for you today. So we read our morning prayer. O God, so help me today that nothing may make me lose my temper. So help me that nothing may make me lose my serenity, that I may be proof alike against the big blows and the petty pinpricks of life. So help me that nothing may make me lose my patience, either with things or with people. So help me that I may not get flustered or excited, but that I may take things easily and just as they come. So help me to work that I may do things when they ought to be done and as they ought to be done, so that there will be no last-minute rush today. So help me that nothing may make me take offence or differ in bitterness with anyone today. Today, O God, garrison my heart with your peace and equip my life with your strength. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll leave you some time now to ask God for his help as you stand on the threshold of this day and as you have all this that lies before you today and simply ask whatever specific things those are that God might be with you to help you, even take a note of them and reflect at the end of the day then as how God has helped you, and we'll leave those moments for you to do that now. Amen, and may God show his help and his strength as he equips you this day. So we say our evening prayer. Forgive me, O God, if I have behaved today as if I was the only person who was busy, and if I was the only person who had a lot to do. Forgive me if I have behaved as if I were the only person for whom things were difficult and hard, and as if life was unkinder to me than anyone else. Forgive me if I have behaved as if I was the only person who was misjudged or misunderstood, and as if I was the only person who ever got a raw deal. Forgive me for magnifying my troubles and for forgetting my blessings. Help me from now on to get things in their right proportions by thinking far more of others and far less of myself. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll again leave you to reflect on those prayers or to add your own in these next few moments. Amen, and may God help you in your quest in the days to come. We finish this day by saying that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night and tomorrow. Amen. In day 26, and we read this morning from the Old Testament again, it's from Jeremiah though, chapter 31, verse 31 to 34. You can follow along in your own Bibles or simply reflect upon it as I say. Look, the days are coming, this is the Lord's declaration, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This one will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant they broke even though I had married them. The Lord's declaration. Instead, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will place my law within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will one teach his neighbour or his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will forgive their wrongdoing and never again remember their sin. And there we end our reading of the Old Testament of Jeremiah for today. And we give you the space and the time and allow you to reflect upon it. Amen, and may God speak to you and have spoken to you in those moments. So we say our morning prayer. O God, my Father, give me today courage to do the things I am afraid to do, conscientiousness to do the things I do not want to do, grace to get alongside the people I do not like and who do not like me. Grant that even in the dull routine of the day's work I may find a thrill, because I remember that I am doing it with you, so that even the uninteresting things may become interesting, and so that even things which seem not to matter may become important. Help me to be happy all through today and to make others happy too. This I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we give you some moments again to reflect and to add your own prayers, or simply just find a moment's stillness before this day begins. Amen, and may God provide for you the strength today. So we pause, or we simply go ahead with our evening prayer as we say, O God, I thank you for today. I thank you that I was able to do the work which earns the pay to support myself and those whom I love and who are dependent on me. I thank you for the people I met and whose company I enjoyed. I thank you for any temptation that you made me able to overcome, for any new thing which I have learned, for any useful thing I was able to do, for anyone I know better and to whom I have come closer today. Help me now to go to sleep with a quiet mind and to wake tomorrow glad to meet another day. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll allow you the time and the moments to relay your own thanks to God, to pray your thanks and the ways in which you have been blessed this day, in these moments of silence. Amen. And so to finish this day, we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night and tomorrow. Amen. And so day 27, we read this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. As I flick over my pages, because I was in 1 Corinthians, but it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10, where it says, Therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord three times to take it away from me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. So because of Christ, I am pleased in weaknesses and insults and catastrophes, in persecutions and in pressures. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And we'll give you some moments to reflect upon that reading for yourselves today. Amen, and may God reveal himself to you through it. So we say our morning prayer. I thank you, O God, for health and strength to go out and to do my work, and I remember before you those who cannot go out to work today. I remember those who are ill and all in pain at home and in the hospitals and the infirmaries and nursing homes, those who are helpless and paralysed, those whose nerves and minds have collapsed under the strain of living, those who are slowly recovering from a long illness. I remember those who are old and whose day's work is done and who are feeling useless, those who are in disgrace, those who are unemployed and have no work to do, and who are worried about what is to happen to their homes and to their loved ones. Bless all the people who are like that, and even if my work is dull or worrying or hard or badly paid or underappreciated, help me to remember how fortunate I am to have the health and strength to do it, and help me not to forget to be grateful to you. This I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we'll allow you your own moments to remember those in your hearts and minds at the beginning of this day. Amen, and may God bless all those whom you have named or thought of or had upon your heart this day. You can pause here or we can continue as we say our evening prayer. O God, help me tonight to relax in body and in mind. Take from me the tension which makes rest impossible. Take from me the worries which fill my mind with thoughts which destroy sleep. Take from me the fears which lurk at the back of my mind, which come to haunt me when work is laid aside and when there is too much time to think. Help me tonight really and truly to cast my care upon you and really and truly to feel the everlasting arms underneath and about me. Help me to sleep tonight, not just the sleep of tiredness, but the sleep of peace. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll give you the moments to reflect, to present before the Lord all the ways in which you seek for him to give you relaxation, rest, a good night's sleep, to take away the fears, any of those things which are on your hearts and minds in these moments. We lay before them in the Lord's name at this time. Amen, and may God grant you that rest and peace and sleep tonight. And so we say, to finish this day, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night and tomorrow. Amen. So we begin day 28, the last day of week 4. I just had to count there to make sure, but it is the last day of week 4. And we begin it by reading Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32. Joel's one of those kind of smaller books. As we go through the Old Testament, we'll allow you a little bit of time to find it, or you can pause it, of course. But we'll read from Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32, where God says, "After this I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Then your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will have dreams, and your young men will see visions. I will even pour out my spirit on the male and female slaves in those days. I will display wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awe-inspiring day of the Lord comes. Then everyone who calls in the name of Yahweh will be saved. For there will be an escape for those in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, as the Lord promised. Among the survivors, the Lord calls." And we'll allow you some moments to reflect upon that reading at the beginning of this day. Amen, and may you feel the call of God upon you this day. And we begin it by saying our morning prayer. O God, give me the things which will make me able to live well today. Give me a sense of proportion, that I may see what is important and what is not important, and that I may not get all hot and bothered about things which do not matter. Give me a sense of humour, that I may learn to laugh, and especially to laugh at myself and not to take myself too seriously. Give me a sense of responsibility, that I may look on each task as something which I am doing for the general good and for you. Give me a new sensitiveness of spirit, that I may see when I am hurting people, and I may not blindly and thoughtlessly trample on the feelings of others. Give me, too, a continual awareness of the presence of Jesus, that I may do nothing which it would grieve him to see, and nothing which it would hurt him to hear. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll allow you some time to present your requests before God in these moments of silence. Amen, and may God grant your requests at this time. You can pause here, or we can continue on as we say our evening prayer. O God, I thank you for today. I thank you for any lovely thing that I have seen or experienced. I thank you for anything which has happened to me which made me feel that life is really and truly worth living. I thank you for all the laughter which was in today. I thank you too for any moment in which I saw the seriousness and the meaning of life. I thank you very specially for those I love and for those who love me, and for all the difference it has made to me to know them, and for all the happiness it brings to me to be with them. O God, my Father, forgive me for anything in today which has vexed others, which has shamed myself, which has disappointed my friends, or which has grieved you. Give me the sense of being forgiven, that I may lay me down to sleep in peace. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. There we end day 28. As we allow you these moments to reflect upon that. And then after those moments of silence, we'll say the grace together. Amen. And so we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night, and as it has been this week, and as we pray it will be in the week to come. Amen. And there we end week 4.